Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. I just want to thank everybody for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, all around the world, 136 countries and counting, and we greatly appreciate each and every one of you. If you ever want to call us up and say hello, it's 800-420-1980. That number again, Mark, is?
800-420-1980.
Make sure you check out our website, Cannabis Talk 101, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And, of course, on Instagram and all that stuff at Cannabis Talk 101, at pot underscore brothers underscore at underscore law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at one Christopher Wright, and I am at Joe Grande 52, as we are all the way live in beautiful Las Vegas for the MJ BizCon. Yeah. And as we're here, we have two guys that look so much alike, it's hard to tell who's who.
They're twins.
Because, I mean, they're both ballers, and they're both cool guys. They're both in the cannabis industry. One's a grower, one's a shower, and
which is
that's good.
We've had them both on the show before, so they're family members, yep. They're brothers of ours. I'm just surprised that, you know, when we walked up, X didn't hit me in the back of the head. Exhibits with us, of course.
Yeah.
The famous rapper, actor, producer, all of the above. He's done so many great things. He walks up and all I hear is, F Joe Grande. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to the show. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Exhibits, good to have you all with
man,
us again.
Hey, man, it's so
brother.
Good to be here at MJ BizCon, especially running into Cannabis Talk with you guys. You guys are a longtime family, so
it's always good.
I had to stop by and see you guys.
I love that you even stopped by and say that. Of course, his brand is Napalm. If you don't know it, you better ask for it at our dispensary. We're going to get into it a little more as we talk to him, as we were at Planet 13 for the grand opening in Orange County. And somebody that's just everywhere around the world, and literally around the world, is Big Mike's Advanced Nutrients.
Yeah.
Big Mike, thank you for coming by as well and saying hello. It's always a blessing. And I couldn't believe Big Mike said Joe Grande, right? I was like, wow, Big Mike, I'm flattered. I didn't know I was on your radar of remembering.
You're on everyone's radar.
I know that. That's great. But Big Mike's here from Advanced Nutrients, and you just have such a monster company, Mike. It's not even like, oh, it's in like two or three places. You're literally all over the world,
yeah.
You know, and helping people, because Advanced Nutrients isn't just a product that you use for growing cannabis. It's a product you use for growing tomatoes, like anything and everything.
Well, you know, it is specifically made for cannabis. But the funny thing is, there's this group of guys who grow world record crops, and they grew the world record 309-pound watermelon. We have second place in the world for orange pumpkin, longest gourd, number one. These guys broke 8-pound tomato they grew.
Oh,
that
shit.
Was a 20-year standing record, and they use Advanced Nutrients, and they beat it. But that's what these guys are. I mean, genetics play into that, too, as well.
And it's so weird, because as a company like this that you started, how long ago did you start this company? Give us that quick story real quick.
You know what? I started growing cannabis 38 years ago. Advanced Nutrients is a 22-year-old company. We're not some startup. And it's always funny when the money guys come in and they want to treat you like a startup. But we've been doing this for 22 years, solid science for 20 of those years. And now the science is going to the next level. We're building a $10 million lab in Linwood, California, that is the cutting edge of cannabis science. We have Professor Dee Dee Mary, with us. He's on our board now, and we're doing a deal with Canisol, a joint venture partnership. They're out of Israel. Professor Daddy is the number one cannabis science expert in the world, and he's on our team, and you're going to start seeing some amazing science not only coming out for nutrients and how to feed the plant better, but also consumer packaged goods.
Oh, so as you say that, it's funny, Mike, because in my opinion, as we do this show, I look and do so much research regarding cannabis. Yeah. And Israel, in my readings, is ahead of the game by far. Their knowledge of using what you just said, scientists, and breaking it down is second to none, and we can't use that knowledge in the States. So it's impressive to hear that you're grabbing folks from Israel, because that is where the technology is happening first for the advance of realizing the medical benefits, in my opinion. Yes. They're doing so many other things too, but what I personally want to see with cannabis is the medical benefits. I know Mark wants to challenge you and, you know, exhibit with the NABOM and smoke more weed or cannabis. But
you can take those products and take it to the next level. Look, rec but market is where the money's at. Let's just call it adult
I mean, it
use.
Is, yes.
It is.
Adult use.
But the big use, though, in my opinion, where it's going to go, is going to be for the medical side. Once, here's my logic behind this. Once we realize a puff of this, if we realize napalm, take this drop, take this puff, and that's equivalent to one Vicodin. Now we're getting these people off these opiates because you have the, if you weigh 250 pounds, I'm using myself as an example, and I just had surgery, I don't want to use an opiate. I want to use napalm. Exhibits research from Big Mike's research and everybody else. And my point is, Israel's looking at stuff like that. And I can't wait for the point that America has this technology and advanced education so that we as a country can benefit from helping our bodies with this beautiful plant.
That
I know it's hard, Mark.
Keep
you act like
waiting.
An asshole when
keep
you say this.
Waiting.
He doesn't think it's ever going to happen.
Keep waiting. How is it going to
happen?
And
it bothers me that he doesn't
think that. Hey, big Pharma's got something to say about that.
No, but they're joining. They're joining, though. Yeah. No, X.
Forget Big Pharma. Our labs are open to everyone, okay? Yes. So you want to take napalm to the next level and you want to just couch lock someone for 3-4 hours, you know, our team is going to help you do that.
Absolutely.
And we're there for the entire industry. It's not just about advanced nutrients. It's not just about Big Mike's blends. It's everyone will benefit from this.
What do you mean? Elaborate. How do they get the benefit? So exhibit comes to you and says, Big Mike, let's take my product. Talk them through it.
Okay, you look at, let's say, for a certain terpenoid and cannabinoid profile that we know does a certain thing, and also delivery system.
Yes.
And so, okay, you want this combination, we'll make sure that we can deliver it to you every single time. The future of cannabis, and I've said this a long time, is a recombinant product, because that's the only way you're going to be able to patent it. And for your IP, is making a recombinant product is exactly this cannabinoid, so much of that cannabinoid, so much of that cannabinoid, so much terpenes, esters, flavonoids, esters, sterols. You put it together, and you can patent that.
I want 1,000 milligram gel cap and call it the napalm nuke.
There you go.
That's it.
With a delivery system, it hits you in 10 minutes. Faster.
Where are you going to be able to take 1,000 milligrams, though?
You sit your ass down.
Hey,
on the couch.
One of the things we're working on
yourself.
Now is like an asthma inhaler, a puffer, and it has a delivery system. And within seconds, you start feeling the effects. You go, so you don't have to vape. You can just do a puff, and that's it.
I get so emotional. Wow. When I hear all this stuff, like the other day, Kyle Turley, and hearing you guys
so many great things.
The things that you're saying that we already know. We know this. And I get so fucking frustrated because it's not federally legal yet. All this stuff we're talking about cannot happen until federal legalization really comes.
Correct.
And my problem is I don't know how and when it's going to happen when... I said this the other day. Millions and millions of jobs are gone in a snap when it becomes federally legal. All those low-level crimes, the people in jail all across the country for stupid cannabis crimes, they're all gone. And then all those jobs are gone. What's going to happen? That's got something to do with it. Big Pharma, you already said.
Right.
I don't, you know, I hate being my big brother, but...
You mean a jerk?
You know, this is the truth. We got to call it out. I wish it was... fantasy land, and we can do all
this
tomorrow.
What I want to happen. That's what I want.
Things like this, conventions like this, showing that the people want it, only shows that the people who are in power need to be removed. All of them.
Okay. I believe that cannabis is going to be legal in 2024 or 2025, that Joe Biden will use it to get reelected. If the economy goes to hell in a handbasket, the federal government's going to look for a new revenue source. They've already proposed a 5% federal tax. I believe that either one of those can happen, and after 2024, it will be federally legal. It'll be a game changer. In between that time, listen, rec brands can
Trump
take it to the next
too,
level.
Though.
This technology that we have can be applied to adult use, rec brands, whatever you want to call it. Everyone benefits.
Yeah.
The entire industry. And look, we're not stupid people. We understand very quickly that this particular product will do this for us, and we use it.
And yeah. It's funny, Mike, because I've heard your stories about being arrested from cannabis and hearing that exhibit. I don't know that if that ever happened with you. Did
Fuck
you?
Yeah.
I figured.
Are
I,
you kidding?
I rolled the dice going,
are
okay,
you kidding?
Let me see.
Look,
brother,
look,
rapper,
look,
I mean,
look,
guys
look,
on stage.
Look, there's been so many times around the world where, you know, cops will come on our tour buses, you know, come to the hotels. We smell marijuana. We're making arrests.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they treat it like, you know, we're doing something really, really
like you
wrong.
Got heroin in there.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But that's a testament to why we're here today, because, you know, we were doing this and we believed in this when it was illegal. So now that it's becoming legal and it gets closer to federal legalization, then we are the ones that have been taking the risk, and we understand it and know the benefits of it. So that's why we're here on the forefront of it and leading the charge into getting it where it needs to be.
I love always hearing war stories.
Yeah.
So that being said, Exhibit, give us a good war story of something that you just described. Being on location somewhere on the cut, you know what I mean? Where were you guys at? What happened?
Okay.
How many fans? How many cops? Like, break down the story. I like hearing the good wars of cannabis.
All right. So here's a good one. We were leaving Amsterdam.
Who's we?
I was on tour. We had a tour bus.
Who
right?
all on tour?
Right.
Who's
me,
going?
DeFari, a couple other guys. We were all on the same bus, and there was a bus ahead of us. Right, and so the bus ahead of us told us that, as in Germany, they were looking for me because they know coming from Amsterdam that I would have shit on me. Right?
First off, at that moment when you hear that conversation, which I'm sure you have not, I'm sure you've heard that in the past. You know, they're looking for it.
Yeah, yeah. No.
So your
they were
told Germany.
It wasn't something like, "Is exhibit on this bus? Is exhibit on this bus?" No. And so,
you look at him and go, "No, that dude's on the other bus."
But check it out. It gets crazy. So we had no idea that we were that close to the border. So our bus driver was like, "Hey, man, I think they're about to stop us." Right? Because they were literally like driving like 20, 30 miles away from the border looking for us. Right? So I had, like, of course, a bunch of fucking cannabis, right? And so I just had everybody, like, "Everybody, put whatever you got in this bag right here." And then everybody was like, "Oh, fuck, we're going to throw it away. I was like, "No, just put it in this bag." And so so upstairs, there was, like, an air vent, right? Right? And so I put the thing on top of the bus and closed the air vent down, right? They come on the bus and they search it. The dogs are going, they got dogs, everything, right? So they pull it over and the dogs are going crazy. But they can't find shit because they're not looking on top of the bus, right? So they take everybody off the bus and we're sitting on this curb at the border. And then we have this helicopter comes.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like the helicopter comes and he's circling. But, I mean, it looks, the bag is like so small. It's like this, like tight. It looks like it's part of the antenna, right?
Oh,
and so, so they're circling and it's like, "We know you have it, but we cannot find it. We must let you go. But please do not come into it." I was like, "All right, fuck it." So we drive off, and then pretty much like past the border, like 20, 30 minutes, I take it down. We're smoking.
Oh, that's what I mean. The worst, especially as artists like yourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, it's happened to everyone, right?
Right.
I love hearing those stories of how you got away with it, how you get it, or let alone
there's
a lot of
guys
that got caught.
Yeah.
I got a question, though. Did everybody on the bus shut the fuck up when those cops were asking questions?
Yeah, no, but the crazy thing was the cop was like taking everybody in separate rooms. And then my man DeFari, I love him to death. This guy was like, he did like this. He was like, You have money. He was trying to extort him. He was like, he showed him a card with some marijuana on it, and he was like, you have these? Do you have these? Do you have the money? Like, he's like, "What you asking me for money for?" He's like,
"Shh." Oh, yeah, you're telling your boy Cripe Cow.
Yeah, like,
first
like,
off, break him off 100 or something.
And then after that, he's like, "You asking me for?" And then he was like, got everybody off the bus, and that's when they send a helicopter. But, these motherfuckers know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? They know that you know, we're going to be traveling with this. This is part of our
Let's
everyday
see, rappers
medicine.
Are in your country from America.
Right.
That are rapping
just
about
trying
weed
to make
smoking.
It. But they just, I mean, they can't really do shit. They hold you. you, but they got to let you go because it's not that serious. You know,
right.
Some countries are more serious than others. Like, I won't fuck with Dubai or anything right. in the Middle East. That shit is punishable by death. So
right.
I'm cool. I don't want to fuck around with
I'm
that.
I'm not smoking on that tour.
Yeah.
I'll go make my money and bounce out of town.
Yeah. Right. Here's what I don't like about Dubai. If they take your blood and they find cannabinoids, it's exactly the same thing as possession.
Oh, hell no.
Are you serious?
Yeah, wow. I'm cool. No.
Do you have a Dubai story that tells us?
We're
not
going to Dubai. I do, but okay. So I actually went in with a group, and someone brought a joint, and they got it in.
Oh, my God.
So one joint?
I smoked a joint in Dubai. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you're able to get away with
and
it.
And I said, don't ever do that again. That's,
yeah.
You got it.
Well, don't go back, because if they see this shit, they're going to be like, we got you.
Yeah. That's the craziest place,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
What do you guys think it would be the craziest place? Is Dubai in, around
Singapore,
the world?
Singapore. The guys, they're hanging them for 2 pounds of cannabis.
Oh, shit.
They're not hanging them for real.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like literally death hanging in public, like old school.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Malaysia. You know, we got the Malaysia.
But the girl said from, was that Malaysia that we interviewed yesterday?
No, no. That was Zoe, the attorney from Taiwan.
That's right,
We have the princess from Malaysia coming on today.
Oh, I can't wait to hear her stories
awesome,
about that.
Boy,
Mike,
awesome,
I do want to hear one of your war stories about busting in, because I know you were taking hockey bags across the border.
You could go busted or you could, okay, so.
First time.
I just like war stories.
Okay, well, I used to fly it in a helicopter across the border right between Canada and the U.S.
Allegedly, or you're just like, fuck it, I'm out.
he just flew the nutrients.
That's nutrients.
It was just the nutrients.
So I was coming back from Barcelona. We had a brand new manufacturing plant there, by the way. It's going to be online November 15th. Flying back.
I like the pre-plug of that
one. Stopped in Fargo, North Dakota for fuel.
Fargo.
Four guys waiting. They take all the luggage out. They put it on the tarmac. They open the luggage, and then they bring the dog, and he's jumping on all the luggage inside and everything, sniffing and everything. Now, look, I'm not a fool. I'm not going to bring it with me, right, because I know they're probably going to be looking. And so they found absolutely nothing. I've had U.S. Customs guys go, you know, we got to check you, but you don't have anything, do you? Like, you're smarter than that, right? They go, absolutely. Yeah.
No. So, what, did you, though? How did you get away? Like, you
no,
put it on the rooftop of the plane?
Right.
Exhibited the bus?
I put it in the tail section. No.
In the tailpipe of the plane?
It was in the wheels.
Look, and I learned a long time ago. I got a big target on my back. I don't travel with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
And it's funny to think that we still have to worry about stuff like that, right? Even now, coming as simple as everyone thinks it is, even coming to Las Vegas, as we're all from Cali, leaving and we travel all over the world anyways, but it's like, I'm just going to Vegas, and most people can get away with it on the plane. But folks, realize this if you're listening. It's still not legal, even if you're going from here to Oklahoma, because it's legal in Oklahoma and you're in the States. Or if you're listening to this around the world thinking you're coming to California, and Justin Bieber just rapped about getting his weed from California. I could bring my weed to California.
No,
you cannot, which is still a crazy scenario. You can't bring it, but right when you get off the plane, you can go get it.
And then you could go get it, but then you can't smoke it anywhere.
Yeah, ass backwards.
You can't take it home.
You want to hear about Spain? You're allowed to grow 6 plants. You can go to a social club, you can buy it, but you're not allowed to drive with it.
So how
you
do
gotta
you
walk?
Get it home?
It's a miracle.
You got to rent a mule?
It's a miracle. I guess you can grow and smoke it.
Tell you, it's the same all over the world.
So Spain, you can, say that again, you can buy it?
Spain, you can go into a social club, you can buy it, you can consume it there, but you can't leave with it. You're allowed to grow 6 plants in your home, and you can smoke it there, grow it there, but you cannot travel anywhere with it.
So you got to go straight to house to smoke, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I'll come over. You got your trees, I got mine. Let's make it happen. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We're all the way live here at MJ BizCon. We'll take a break and come back with Exhibit from Napalm and Big Mike with Advanced Nutrients. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
All right.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess. the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again. The First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances. And the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law. We got Big Mike from Advanced Nutrients with us, an exhibit from Napalm.
Yes.
Now, X,
yes.
I don't know if you know this, but in our office, we've had this big, like, rival going, and I've tried to text you to be like, look, I got somebody chirping your name in my office. He happens to be a lawyer. He happens to be a guy that tells everybody, shut the fuck up when
talking
cops ask questions. No. I'm talking about the cuter one, which is you. And Mark, please, tell Exhibit what you've been chirping in my ear forever.
All right.
Well,
or since we met him at the Planet 13.
Opening, mm-hmm. We had the pleasure of doing an interview with you.
Yes,
and you had mentioned the napalm.
Yes.
And that nobody had ever finished one in a sitting in an hour.
Yes, but there's rules to it. You can't pass it, and you can't put it down. You can ash it, but you can't put it down. You got to smoke it down with under an hour. Now, we've had people, like, since that conversation, we've had people put our shit in gravity bongs, which has been, like, really crazy. Like, people are experimenting with this joint, and it's been really, really crazy to see what they've done. But I know you haven't had one yet.
I have not.
So I got a surprise for you today.
Okay.
Chris, where's Chris Naganuma? Let me bring my man Chris Naganuma in.
All right.
Yes. Chris, come in.
So I'll recall what I said when I first heard that.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I said anything. I think it was kind of a laugh.
Yes.
Because I don't know. I don't think I'll have a problem. But
okay, well, let's see. Because today, I'm going to hand you the napalm grenade. It's 8 grams of fucking fire, 1 gram of live resin, 7 grams of premium flour, all with a ceramic tip, infused live resin in a rolling paper. You can't do it.
One hour.
Let me hold this.
Can't do it.
I have smoked your product. It is killer.
Thank you,
all
man.
Right.
Thank you. And that's big coming from Big Mike.
Okay. Right? That is big.
Hell yeah.
Guess what?
Yes.
I happen to have.
Uh-huh.
Here in Vegas.
Yes.
During MJ BizCon.
Uh-huh.
Nice little penthouse that.
Okay, let's see it.
I've had some exclusive get-togethers.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be having a get-together tonight.
Okay.
I will be accepting the challenge.
Accept the napalm challenge. Let's see if you can do it.
We will do it tonight. I'm sure we've.
Can you come by? Because we're going to film the whole thing. Anyway. Either way.
Yo, you cannot pass it.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to pass.
And hold on.
Let's set these rules right now. So it's in the clear.
Yes.
Exhibit, because as we film this, we're going to go nonstop, no breaks. Make sure we have batteries charged.
Yes.
The second battery ready to go so that we're no editing.
Right.
We can do it fast.
Light it with a torch. Don't light it with a lighter.
I have a torch.
It's going to be an even burn all the way down. Right?
Okay.
You cannot pass it.
Okay.
And you have to smoke. You have to inhale and hold it for at least 2 to 5 seconds. You can't do that. That's bullshit.
That's not
smoking. You know what I'm saying? That's not smoking.
I don't do
that.
I wouldn't
smoke
do that.
Like that.
Yes. All right.
Here's one stipulation I have.
Okay.
when I finish this, I want to start a second one.
Oh! Okay. All right. Okay, let's see if you get through the first one.
Fair enough.
All right, cool. All right.
Have a second one ready, though.
Copy that.
All right. Challenge accepted.
All right.
I want to chime in here. Look, maximum absorption is 7 to 11 seconds.
Hey, there
all
you
right,
go.
Just saying.
Okay, I will hold 7 to 11 seconds each hit.
Oh, my God.
Each hit.
I'm just curious because Big Mike, you're there, that. Too. Yep. Would you like to come to this penthouse and acknowledge this and we get it all on video? Everybody,
I got to see it.
I mean, Big Mike, can you do this?
I can't make it.
We'll FaceTime him in.
But I will be watching for the video. For
absolutely.
Sure.
I got to see
this. We'll see
and then you can speed it up so we can see how it is.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And we were talking about doing something like this, and it's perfect that we're here at MJ BizCon because we literally goes – he asked me, he goes, do you think Exhibit's going to be there? I go, I'm sure he is. They've got to be at MJ Biz.
The universe is talking to us, baby.
And literally, as we were planning on this whole trip, we've talked about it a few times. Yes. I think I texted you like, hey, man, we got to try to get this thing to happen in
there
our
you
bus
go.
Or something. So tonight we're going to do that. I don't know if you're free tonight. Come to, but the penthouse he has is super dope, overlooking everything. So
awesome,
come
man.
On out there and do that. And
Napalm as we talk Challenge, about, let's go.
As we talk about the Napalm Challenge, what else are the products that you're having there?
Hey, I want to jump in here real quick.
Well, Mike, I hate to cut you off because the X has to leave before you, I think.
Yep.
I want to make sure we get more of Napalm's
no problem.
Products that they have before we just step into yours. And not to be rude, but I want to make sure the band can leave.
Yeah,
X, what other products does Napalm have?
We got Napalm pre-rolls, which are called the Rockets. It's our .7s. You know, the grenade is a high-ticket item, so we want to make something that is affordable and still premium, right? And we also have the Flower Bomb, which is premium flower, and it comes into a keepsake package with paper. Rolling papers included, and a grinder is going to be included in that.
Oh, that's
one
nice.
Stop shop, you know. So we pride ourselves on doing stuff that jumps off the shelf, you know, and something that is a keepsake, something better than the Mylar bags. You know what I'm saying? We believe that marketing is also something that is supposed to be for the consumers that's easy to use and want to keep, right? And something that's not easily disposable. You know, we want to stay in that lane. So that's what we're doing with it. We also have chocolates. We have you name it. We hitting every category that you can think of. We have 10 vapes now. We started with 3.
You said 10 vapes?
We have 10 vapes now.
What kind of flavors? What do you got going on with that?
We have our first 3, which was B-52, Tomahawk, and the Napalm OG, which are all indica, heavy, dominant, right? And then we introduced our new tank, right? Hey, Chris, can I get a tank?
I'm right here.
Yeah. Chris,
Big
can I get a tank?
To you.
Yeah.
We got the tanks, too?
I really want to show you guys this real
tank.
Quick. Yeah. Yeah. This is our CEO, Chris Naganuma, man. He's the CEO of our company, and he's also a veteran. So
thank you for your service,
absolutely.
Brother. We appreciate you.
Yes, yeah. So this is our new product. It's called the Napalm Tank, and it has a technology on it where our carts can consume the whole gram within 40 to 50 hits if you open it all the way. It has airflow vent on the actual cart, which is proprietary to us, and man, we're really excited about that. We just put that into a market, and it easily caught up to our other vapes.
You know what's great about your products, and I'm not just saying that because you're hearing the homie, but
here.
It is so packaged nicely.
Yes.
It feels like when you grab it, it feels like something that you're like, oh, what is this?
That's what she
you
said.
Know what I'm exactly. Yeah. And to top it off, so this is just the tank that I'm talking about. I'm just talking about the packaging. I haven't even pulled that out yet.
There you go.
The cartridge looks nice. Has a nice rubber tip, which is always good and easy on the lips. But the Napalm, what is this one called? The bomb here?
No, that's the grenade.
The grenade. Right. This is something that after you do this and you're on the couch, you're going to keep this grenade on your shelf because it's a glass grenade that's dope. And what else are you passing out here? What do we got here?
Those are the pre-rolls I was talking about. Those are the .7s, and this
Apple
is the flower
pie.
Bomb.
Oh, wow. Your packaging is excellent.
Thank you.
That's what I'm saying.
But
the packaging is so dope.
The presentation is one thing, but what we put in it is more important. You know, we source premium, you know what I'm saying, flower and live resin. We don't mess with no distillate. You know, we moving towards solventless. We know what we like to consume. So that's the way we put it to our products.
Talk about this jar right here with the glass that's basically a magnifier. Is that what I see
right,
there?
Right, exactly, yes.
I mean, who comes up with this great idea? Like you just said, Big Mike, the packaging is unbelievable because this is something that you'd see in a store, but not necessarily in a product from an individual brand.
Right. We believe that cannabis is going to be federally legal, and when it comes, it needs to be packaged and produced in a very professional manner, and that's what we're biting the bullet and doing that now. We're not going a cheap way out and just throwing it in a bag and expecting people to understand the difference between one bag and another bag. We pride ourselves in making sure that the consumer walks away with an experience, not just
and not only an experience, but to just once again go back to your product line. Like each one of these has a total different look, a total different feel, a total different size.
Correct.
Even for that matter. So it's not like, oh, what are these four things and you got to read them. You're going to know exactly which one is and which one's not.
You can see our packaging from across the room and you know that you're getting a Napalm product.
That is exact, and I love that about your product, dog. It is standing out like no other. It's beautiful. What's the big one that's going off the shelves right now?
Right now, the rockets are flying, you know, and our vapes are, the vapes are just crushing it right now for us.
I feel like the vapes are the way. It's like for me, it's that late night. I need to calm down my pains. I take a hit of a vape, and it just relaxes me.
Absolutely.
Able to put me to sleep. I use it strictly as medicine, late night only. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not a Tuesday joint smoker. I'm a after work. I'm hurting. Put the kids down to bed. Let me hit this vape pen and relax. And I feel like a lot of people out there, and once again, I look at that as the medical side, which I can't wait for, of hit this pin, two big hits, 100 pounds.
You're done.
This is like four Advils,
absolutely,
so to speak. You know what I mean? Because everyone's taking Advils all the time, which is still, once again, a over-the-counter product that you could take. But a lot of people don't realize that are afraid to take cannabis, going, dude, take a couple puffs and relieve that pain as well.
Exactly. Yes,
and it's
sir.
Just funny that people don't realize that, no, I'm going to, and especially if the doctor gave it to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The doctor gave me this pill and said, no, I need to take this and try this one.
But it's all about education. It's about how we get that to the people and how we educate people who may be new to cannabis or unfamiliar with it, that, you know, this is something that's an alternative to what you're doing and putting into your body, which is a poison. So, you know, as we fight the regulations, we also have to fight misinformation, and people have a stigma towards what cannabis is and what the use is for it. And so
a lot of times it's propaganda, right? Yeah. They're just stoners smoking in the corner.
No.
A guy like Big Mike, who's the big guy all high leaning on his buddy.
Yeah.
There's the brother over there all high in the corner. Oh, he's a rapper. Yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah, clutch your purse.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no, he's high. He ain't gonna take your purse.
No.
You know what I mean?
No,
he's feeling good. He's medicated.
This is something that we take pride in, and Napalm has just, you know, we've only been around for, this is our second year, right? And so, you know, we've had a lot of market penetration. I've had other brands, but this is, I feel, is going to be, you know, at least 4 to 5 times bigger than any other brand I've been involved with. So I really believe in the mission statement. I really believe in our team, and what we've been able to create with Napalm is going to transcend what we do in California and be a nationwide brand.
And as you say that nationwide brand, that's where I was leading to, because of course, Big Mike's worldwide. What are you seeing? How do you see this going multi-state? When is that going to happen for you
guys? We want to partner with people who are operating, you know, above and beyond what the standards should be. We want to get people who really want to play the long game. And so that's why we're going to partner with people that understand our mission and our vision, and then partner with these people, go across the United States and eventually the world. But we want to be able to do it smart, and we want to be able to do it with people that have integrity. And you know, in this business, it's hit or miss. You know what I'm saying? So we really enjoy working with people who have the same vision and intensity as us, and we're finding those partners slowly but surely. But now, as we go across and become a multi-state operator, then, you know, we would love to go to Spain. We would love to go, you know, to Europe. We would love to go to places that are relaxing their laws in order to build brands, because we want to be that recognizable brand. We want that flame to be synonymous with our company, like the Apple is synonymous with Apple computers.
And you know what's funny is you do have a brand and a look that could be that. And
absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, this is a unique product. Like, Mike, you said your packaging is unbelievable, X.
Yes.
It really is, and it can be, and I agree with that 100%. It could be your Apple, your Nike, you know what I mean? Your Reebok, whatever it is. You see the Adidas 3 stripes. You see that Napalm, the color, the orange and black. And it is popping like that. As you mentioned, going across the countries and this and that, what market for you, it's just random, that you think would pop the most as where exhibit gets booked the most? Like, where are you at where if you took it there, like, dude, I tour there, you know, every single year.
Well,
constantly.
You know, the funny thing is that I've never been the person to be in front of the brand. I've learned that a long time ago. Celebrity brands of cannabis don't work. That is my belief, right? So that's why I pride myself in being an operator, because I never put exhibits napalm in front of anybody.
Right.
I've never done that. I believe that the brand is more important than the team behind
it. There's longevity
it, right?
in that opinion.
Exactly.
I agree with that.
Right? Yeah. So I believe what's going to happen with us is that, you know, we need to just go and really put a lifestyle brand behind napalm. And what that means is that we consider ourselves the Monster Energy of cannabis, right? We do wild shit. We got veterans. We like to blow shit up. We like to drive fast. We like to jump out of airplanes. We do that shit, right? So me included, I love that. You know, people think I'm the Black Ted Nugent. I got so many goddamn guns. You know what I'm saying? but I love it, man. And that's the kind of that's what we want to bring to the forefront. We want this to be a lifestyle brand. So wherever that is across the country, we don't care where you are, what color, creed, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you are, napalm is for you. And we want to make that inclusive for everyone.
And if you want to get it, it's once again in California right now. Only a lot of dispensaries. I know Planet 13 has it. I know you guys are in the Valley as well.
Right.
Certain dispensaries out there. And, of course, all around Los Angeles.
Right.
Are you guys penetrating San Diego and the Bay Area as well?
We're in over 270 stores.
Excellent.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the right stores, right? So, you know, we have really
270 stores, no joke. That's beautiful.
Yeah, big brand partners that are really enjoying us and supporting us through everything. So, yeah, if you want to see where we're at in California, go to napalmbrands.com, and you'll be able to see wherever we are in the store. We got a store locator, and we'll find one next to you.
Well, there it is. That's X to the Z exhibit. When we come back, we're going to hear all about Big Mike's new ventures.
Yes.
It's Cannabis Talk 101, all the way live at MJ BizCon. We're right back after this.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, and sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101. Mark and Craig, Pop Brothers at Law, Blue and Joe Grande. And let me take a minute to thank Erica, Daniel, Cal, Irtiza, Christian, Denny, Kevin, Andrew, Zach, Cash, Cam, Zalar, Nadia, Ali, Pitt, Chris, Frankino, Jennifer, and Elvis. That is our Cannabis Talk 101 crew and team. We cannot get it done without you guys. Thank you very much. And we are back here all the way live at MJ BizCon 2021 with Big Mike, Joe.
What do we got?
Well, Big Mike, you said you had a product, and I want to thank Exhibit for hanging out with us with Napalm.
Yep.
What do you got going on new now? I see the nice new pamphlet. What do we got going on?
Well, listen, we got water-soluble powders now, massive expansion during COVID while people were pulling their horns. We invested heavily, not only in our lab, but also in our production facilities around the world. We have a new production facility in Barcelona, Spain, that can do $400 million a year. Same thing in Woodland, Washington. And we have a building here in Las Vegas. In fact, just signed the lease today, 80,000 square feet. It's going to be for powders. We've taken our entire liquid line. It took us 2 years to figure out how to turn it into powders. We're able to do that. And so we have a lot of volume. We're doing white labeling now, and the future looks good. And also, if you're a grower, we got this great informational pamphlet here. It's Daddy Spanks the Jungle Boys.
And are you the daddy?
It's
Big Mike on the cover.
I'm 61 years old, you know, and these kids are 25 to 31, and they're going through a learning curve, and, you know, you poke the bear, and the bear's going to wake up.
There you go.
But
how did they poke the bear?
They kind of attack me here and there, but you know what? It doesn't really matter because once you get past the cover, this is all science in here. If you're a grower, you're going to learn an awful lot about nutrients and how they affect your crop and growing. We can take it off.
All right.
Oh, thank you. We can take off our masks while we're recording. That's very nice. Thank you.
All right. Woo, freedom.
We can be heard.
That was tough. And so in here, we have a lot of science. You know, we've got reports from Dr. El Saholi. He's also on our science board. He's the only one who's allowed to grow cannabis during the dark ages. Had the license from the DEA, we increased, in 2003, they used our nutrients. We increased our THC by 42%, CBD by 55%. In fact, all cannabinoids were increased. Seed production by 29%, biomass by 21%. Then we also talk about, from BC Research, we show actual data on how there's a massive shift, as we call it, hitting the shift between veg and bloom, how the plants use macro, secondary, and micronutrients. And then, of course, this is kind of getting into weeds when we talk about cations and anions. Well, Advanced Nutrients products are cation rich, which is important because it turns the plant's root system into an acidic pH down producing machine and keeps that rhizosphere in that 5.5, 6.3 range so it grows better. A lot of our competitors don't understand this, and they're heavy in cations, and it does exactly the opposite. It puts alkalinity into the soil and will affect your yield and growth. Anyways, we have this there. There it is.
That's awesome.
Comes in a booth, 6620. We're handing these out. If you're a grower, you're going to learn a lot.
What I really love about this, Big Mike, is the way, even though you just described it, and you just did it so fast, but I'm looking at it, and since I've been up so long last night, it feels like I've been going the whole time.
Yeah.
It's taken me a while to look at this and hear this at the same time. That being said, I want to explain to people the time that your team put together for this, because it tells you why using water-soluble powders and fertilizers hit the cannabis shift. And then you go into, like you just said, you have a doctor's opinion from the University of Mississippi in here.
That's right.
Then you go into, you know, more data and facts. And, you know, I love that. And then more
so
analytics,
much
right? And then you go into not only the analytics, you go into how it hits, where the misses, the shifts, the this, the that. Mm-hmm. Your knowledge and everything else and how Advanced Nutrients turns your cannabis plant root system into acidic pH producing machines. The knowledge that you're teaching folks here, the checklist that's on this pamphlet.
Oh, yeah.
And then not only that, we get into testimonials,
more
anecdotal evidence.
Most of these are cup winners, by the way.
And when my point is, I just flew through this. I haven't got this but 1 minute when we're doing the show. And my point to say this to you, Mike, is this is the type of stuff that I love personally because it backs up, supports, and of course it's all anecdotal of what we know and see and believe.
Absolutely.
We can't prove it yet, so to speak, but you're doing these things with these labs to try to make it official, like a referee with a whistle. You know what I mean? When you hear the horn, you're blowing, you're like, this is for sure. Because we know it's for sure.
And you know what? The next generation is working with a company called Abstracts. And we're collabing together on a product, the next generation, for terpene production. We've already identified the gas smell, and we have a product that's going to be called Gas. It's coming out, and it increases the gas smell by up to 500%. Advanced Nutrients by itself will do 33%, but then with this product, it will go up. We've identified five different smell buckets. The next one that we're working on is the haze smell bucket. And you'll see more and more of this, these types of products coming out that help growers, you know, really get that flavor and that smell.
And it's funny because the nose is so important when it comes to
the nose is so important.
You know what I mean? And as you mentioned, the smell, and you know, in the game we say, what's the nose like? What's the smell like, of course? And it's a key element, not only the look, the sticky, the seed, the looking at all this, but all these terpenes that come in. It's such a big factor of making the best cannabis. And it's just awesome that you spend the time and you've done that so long where...
Decades.
Did you ever think that, you know, from selling weed back in the days in Canada, right? That's where it started for you?
You're correct.
Canada. Okay,
right.
I'm glad I remember the story.
I started 38 years ago as a weed grower. Still
and,
am.
And as a weed grower, to think you'd spend this much time, let alone invest this much money of yours into this plant and into this system to create a better cannabis for the world.
Yeah. I was frustrated. Like, when I started, there was no internet. This is 1983. There were very few books out there. Mel Frank had a book, there was High Times, but basically there was no info. So I'm looking, I said, there's nothing actually made for cannabis. And out of frustration, I started to do this. When I was 19, I had a chemical called Turf Pro. It's a big chemical used to spray the lawn with chemicals to make it green and kill the weeds. I was doing that, so I was already mixing fertilizers. Then when I was 23, I was introduced to cannabis, and right away I started tinkering. And nobody would admit that their so-called fertilizer back in the day was for cannabis. And I said, this is crazy. I'm not afraid about that. This is for cannabis, and all my research has been for cannabis. You know, you can ask me how to grow, like, an azalea. I don't know how to grow an azalea, but I can tell you how to grow the biggest buds in the world.
Right. With 100% growers guaranteed. Did you see that in the book? 100% growers guaranteed.
You're not happy. Give me your money back.
Money back. How often does that actually happen?
0.25% per year. And sometimes, this is an actual true story.
Yeah.
We have an unconditional money-back guarantee, and they went into a store, and the guy says, give me my money back for that. And then the store owner goes, what are you going to buy now? He goes, oh, more advanced nutrients.
Ah!
Really?
So the guy ruined his own product with something else, obviously.
That's great.
The lighting system, whatever happened, he did something wrong, blames it on the advanced nutrients.
And by the way, they blame the nutrients first.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should always look at your room conditions.
That's faulty.
It's usually your pH, it's your atmosphere that you're growing it in.
You know, Big Mike, you're such a pioneer in the game, and I see you attacking somebody in this right here. It's just kind of funny to me.
I'm actually just having fun with it.
And I know you are because, you know, the Jungle Boys are always good in this and that, and we love them as well. Yeah. But it's just, to me, this makes it like battle rap almost. It's like,
you know, this is over nutrients. They got an Athena brand, right?
Exactly.
And so, but, you know, I've always been a fan of their cannabis that they grow and all that stuff. But, hey, you know.
My point is, this puts a smile on my face. It's funny. It's lighthearted. I hope it's lighthearted, I'm sure.
Well, it's two huge conglomerates coming together
and it's cool because you get to use the name in a funny way.
Yeah.
And in a way of subliminal, Daddy Spanks the Jungle Boys. It could mean anything.
Oh, multiple layers going on there.
Exactly.
Of course. Oh, hell yeah.
And you're getting you're attacking everybody by letting you guys know, dude, I've been in this game for years. Yeah. It's made me an animal, folks.
Bill Toler from Hydrofarm came over to me. He goes, this is the best marketing piece I've seen in 10 years. He said,
a decade.
That's what I
mean. Yeah. I'm sitting here smiling.
And I haven't done this for a while, so I had some fun.
And that's what I like about it. You know, in your 60s going, I'm about my business, but I'm still a guy. I still got it in me, guys.
Yeah, don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
Right? Yes.
That's what I like about it. It's the don't fuck with me pamphlet right here.
Yeah.
If you don't know who Big Mike is and you're a grower, you're just not doing it right because Advanced Nutrients is the product that you want to be using because everybody that we know, like we were literally in some grows the other day and I just seen tons of your product all over the place.
Everywhere.
Yeah. You know, and it's just like I literally smile and I go, look at this. The Big Mike's doing it. And this is like with you never around and we go to grows all the time and I'm just like, oh, I to be honest, I didn't realize. You know what I mean?
We sold $860,000 on pre-orders of our Water Salvo product yesterday. And I've never sold before at a show. I've never sold at a show before, and I said we're actually going to sell and see what happens while we're launching this product, and we'll see what we do today. It's exciting.
So using it, I heard you shout out all these stats and facts.
Yeah.
What are some of the personal acknowledgments you've had from somebody or some of the staff that have used it for you before? Because it's just brand new, right? It's a brand new product, but you had to do some R&D to figure out.
Sure.
So what are some of those things that you guys heard about?
Oh, yeah. And this is our Pro Series. We're bringing out another one called an Elite Series. People are loving it. They're getting the results that they hope to without having to ship water. And so you got a lot of these large LPs, and other growers don't like to ship water. And I understand that. So we put it in a powder form for them. And but doing our whole line was very difficult to actually to put it in a powder and be able to get the same exact results as the liquids.
Why
so
is that?
It took a while. Because it's not just fertilizer. So there's other things that, like in our elite series, that we're going to have. There'll be humic acids, fulvic acids, there'll be surfactants in there. And that's not just a surfactant. I was taught by a guy, his name was Dick Harris from the University of Calgary. He was a professor. He's passed away. And he studied 2,000 surfactants. And of the 2,000, he identifies most actually decline growth, a handful are neutral, and there's like three of them that increase growth, and one increases growth by 6%. So I said, what is it? I tried it, and that's a surfactant that we use. This guy studied this stuff for 40 years. And so, I mean, I was fortunate that I was able to talk to him, and was able to pass down the knowledge, but I talked to a lot of scientists. And I interact with scientists, and I hire a lot of scientists, and they're very smart people. And so there's all kinds of different things that are happening. We put amino acids in there. L-tryptophan, L-cysteine makes buds bigger. We know that. And it just goes on and on. When it talks about beneficial bacteria, we study what bacteria help the cannabis plant. We have 20 in Voodoo Juice. There's 20 different beneficial bacteria and fungi that help that plant grow. It won't grow your azaleas as good, but it'll grow your cannabis.
Man, and I'm just puffing away and smoking, and I'm enjoying it, and I have no idea that all that, it takes all that to give me the good fire that I really like to dab and
smoke. We have stuff that holds in the last 2 weeks of growing. It holds the genetic integrity of the plant for about 3 to 5 days longer when your bud's packing on the most weight.
Wow.
I mean, there's all these little things that we do. And people don't realize they're just buying. They're buying the bottle, right. But they don't realize all the time that was put into that bottle.
You know, Mike. From the consumers,
and then it goes up in
there,
smoke.
For the consumers,
and I'm glad that it does.
Mark's saying, that's all he does. And I sit there and think about all the consumers out there. There's just a huge thank you to you.
Yes.
That goes to you, and I want to make sure that we acknowledge you and say
thank
this
you.
To
I
you.
Appreciate
in your eyes
that.
Going. Thank you for taking that time to do the research and spend the time with these late great doctors who have passed and the knowledge that they've learned and just soaking up that game to put it out there, because this is what's going to really, in my opinion, change the world from the health aspect of cancer patients, epilepsy, seizures, this and that. And it's making better products, which is better cannabis.
Heavy metals. So I knew a long time ago that if you give the plant a lot of phosphorus, you're going to have high heavy metals, because phosphorus holds most of the heavy metals. Cannabis doesn't use a lot of phosphorus, doesn't need a lot. In fact, if you smoke a 1 gram joint made, grown with advanced nutrients, it's safer than 50 drops of drinking water in regards to heavy metals. I knew way ahead that the heavy metals was going to be an issue, and I did this 15 years ago. Also, we use Haifa Inputs. They're an Israeli company. Talk about Israeli scientists and how smart they are. They are. Haifa Inputs is the purest, cleanest inputs you could possibly imagine, because I've tested all of them. We don't use stuff from China. It's stuff from Israel, and it is pure, and that's what we make our products with.
It's just great. Like, once again, using the Israel, and bringing all their knowledge, because, when you look around the world, of course, we've seen things in Amsterdam that they've had cannabis there probably prior to most other parts of the world. But the research, the heavy development, and, you look at companies from Canada that are sending stuff over to Israel as well to do more research, which is wonderful. Like, I think it's Tilray that's doing it. And I just admire companies that are doing that, admire you and your company hiring people from there and bringing that knowledge, rather than just being, we might have them here in America. There might be one or two great ones around here too, or 100 of them, don't get me wrong. But the advanced part of the education is definitely in Israel.
Look, you're right. There's a university called Technion University. It's the MIT of Israel. These are the smartest guys in the world. They really are. It's because of the way the country's situated, with six enemies around them. They're hyper-vigilant, and they study like crazy. They are brilliant when it comes to cannabis. And I've harnessed that power, and I'm bringing it to America.
And
we're all going to benefit from it. It's not just advanced nutrients. The lab is there to help all the brands here that are in these buildings to make better products.
Long overdue.
And as you say that, and now we have Hall of Flowers here now, too, at MJ BizCon, which is tons of things. How many of these brands that you know and just see and everybody go, hey, big boy, thanks, are new owners that you don't know that are coming up to you going, thank you.
All the time. It's great to hear it, too, especially from growers when you hear stuff. I've had guys come up and say, hey, thank you for buying my three homes, or thank you for putting my kids through college. It's really rewarding.
Wow. That's got to be such a great feeling.
It is.
I mean, because literally that's what you're doing. Like a lot of these growers here, they're using your products. All these, you know, there's not all these companies because there's other ancillary products here, obviously. But a lot of the growers here are just, you know,
I got one yesterday. My mom has multiple sclerosis, and if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be able to take care of her.
Wow.
What a blessing.
It is a blessing.
Stories like that. And you got to feel wonderful hearing that. I do. And one thing I want to do for the audience right here is let them hear something wonderful. We're going to do the high five with Big Mike before we let him go and hang out with us.
All right.
And okay, Mike always has great stories, always has great things. If you haven't heard the previous podcast with Big Mike before in the past, he's just phenomenal. Great dude. Big Mike from Advanced Nutrients. Right. High five time. Question number one.
Yeah.
How old were you the first time you smoked cannabis?
12.
Where did you get it from, though?
My father's drawer. My brother came back from the Vietnam War, gave my dad three joints. He stuck it in his drawer. He didn't do anything with it, so I thought, well, shit, I probably should try this and see what it's all about.
And, hold on, from Vietnam War? I walked on the
school bus with a big smile on my face.
That weed must have been hella old.
I have no idea. Who knows where it came from? I had no idea. But it got me high. I know that.
Right. It was still good. It's still good. All right. Yeah. Question number two. What is your favorite way to use cannabis?
I'm a dabber. I like to dab.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this is a dabber right here, too.
I know. He's a super dabber. Yeah.
Yeah, if you follow him on Instagram,
absolutely.
You'll definitely see the dab master over there. He goes hard with it. Question number three of the high five with Big Mike from Advanced Nutrients. Craziest place you've ever used cannabis, and I think we already heard it earlier.
That's right, Dubai.
Dubai.
The craziest,
because you can die.
Yeah.
I mean, literally.
When you're smoking. I had no idea at the time, but anyways.
Oh, so you didn't know.
I didn't know how draconian the laws were, right? I just knew that you shouldn't bring it to the Middle East. And brought it, we're smoking on the patio, and people are peeking out. They're looking at us like, you know, we're from Mars, and now I know why. I later read that if your blood is just cannabinoids in it, you're going to jail.
How did you feel when you first read that, thinking back to that day?
How stupid was that? Yeah.
That was a good stupid thing.
Yeah. All right, question number four of the Cannabis Talk 101 High Five. What is your go-to munchies after you get high?
Wow, it is made by Jan's. They're sweet potato chips. They're the purple ones.
Like a Whole Foods product or something?
Like, yes, it is. Yeah,
like a Whole Foods. Like it,
Air One product. Absolutely. I like to try to control the munchies and stay healthy while I'm munching.
Biting a little protein crispy chip that I can get a little benefit
not
from.
Not bad.
Absolutely. And Quest protein bars as well.
Those are good.
Look at you, Mr. Muscles at 61.
Yeah.
Question number five of the high five. If you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Milton Erickson.
Who's Milton Erickson?
He's a psychologist. He was a therapist that helped a lot of people by using his words and putting ideas into people's heads that helped them.
Where's he from? I've never heard the name.
There's the Erickson Institute. Most psychologists study his work. Yeah. I don't know where he's out of.
Where did you learn about him from, and how does that come to the top of your mind?
Learn how to communicate better and get ideas across to people. In fact, NLP was based on that. Neural linguistic programming. And Richard Bandler and John Grinder studied it and studied Erickson.
And are you studying stuff like this as well to help you with, running a major operation?
I'm helping so I can communicate better with people.
And I think that'd be great because you're a worldwide operator. Yeah. It's not like you have one building in, California. You have how many do you have?
Cultures.
How many buildings and how many staff?
Like, oh, geez. We got distribution, Yeah, we got Vancouver, we got Detroit, we got Denver, we got Canada, Woodland, Washington, Barcelona, Spain. We got manufacturing and a warehouse there. I'm probably forgetting something.
And you just brought two new ones that you mentioned earlier.
Five trucks, all decked out and wrapped in cannabis going down the five. Yeah, absolutely. I'm loud and proud about cannabis.
That's it.
You should be.
We need to have Advanced Nutrients all over our booth, too. So let's get some things popping and let's make things happen. It's Big Mike, you guys, from Advanced Nutrients, Cannabis Talk 101. If you're not using Advanced Nutrients, you're not growing it right. Thank you so much for your time, Mike. Is there anything else you want to talk?
Thank you, Mark. Always a pleasure to be on Cannabis 101.
You're no doubt. And remember this, folks. If nobody else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.